Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show as we close in on a weekend here because Fridays are part of the weekend on the Jesse Kelly Show because they're Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays. Headline. By the way, email your questions in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. DC, that's the comic book place, releases a comic with a pregnant Joker who births a son. And I'm not going to elaborate much on a DC comic book because I don't care. This is just yet another one of those things we check in to remind you, to remind everybody that the communist is not, it's not a political ideology. Right. He's not political. He's really not. He's religious. It is a religion. He is a religious zealot. So if you were making a comic book, you would try to make one that was funny or entertaining or something you would do. You would make a comic book. If you sat down to write, you would write a book that you hoped would appeal to the masses. That you would write a comic book. I'm going to sell a million copies. I don't know how many copies comic books sell. It's not my thing. But that's what you would do. That's what I would do. Let's go make money. The communist doesn't write comic books like that. He doesn't think like that. Oh, he likes money just fine. He likes stealing yours. He sits down to write, and he sits down to write with a purpose. He sits down, and he writes with the intent to convert you, or convert, more importantly, your children. Why do you think they're comic books now? Why do you think the drag queens are reading books to kids in the library? Do you remember drag queen reading for adults in the library? Do you remember that? Oh, you don't? That's weird. It is weird how the drag queens focus on the kids, isn't it? Huh. Sure, there's no reason behind that at all. Get to some emails before we get to me agreeing with the New York Times. Dear designer dog Kelly, it's not a designer dog, all right? It's not Chris. It's a golden doodle. By the way, Chris asked me coming back from the break, do I have any experience bathing a cat? Chris, I would never own a cat, all right? We had a couple cats when I was a small child. One, I watched get mowed down by a car in front of me, so that's part of why you see what you see today. That's part of why I am the way I am. My cat actually got it better than my sister's cat. This story is hilarious. So my sister's cat was smaller, a kitten, and my old man was splitting firewood. He was out splitting firewood, and so he... No, Chris, the story's even worse than you can imagine. So the old man's out there, and he's splitting firewood. And I'm too young to help, in case you're wondering. He's splitting firewood and he's splitting the logs and he's grabbing them and he's chucking them in the back of his pickup truck. You split them, you chuck them. You split them, you chuck them. It's just over and over and over again. Splitting firewood's hard work. I did it a lot of my life, a lot of my childhood. He splits one, grabs the log, turns, chucks it. You're not really looking. Guess what's sitting right where he chucked the log? Cat. Cat dead. My old man now has a dead cat on his hands and it's his daughter's cat. So he did what I totally support. Told her it ran away. Bury the evidence. Told her it went away. He never admitted it to her for years. So, no. The only other time I've really had any experience with cats, Chris, I'm not a cat guy. The only time I've ever had experience with cats was this. I would, the wife and I were dating. And she had to go do something for gymnastics or something like that. And she had a cat and it was terrible and she couldn't get anyone to watch it. And she asked me if I would keep it in my apartment with me for, I think it was a week or something like that, a week or 2 weeks. I hated that freaking thing so much. No, I didn't do anything to it, right? I fed the cat and I cleaned up its little poop and stuff like that. But the cat was so bad, it would jump up on the counter and start knocking stuff off the counter. And then I would get mad and I wanted it to stop breaking my stuff because I didn't have any money. I couldn't buy any new stuff. If you break plates, that's the last plate I've got. I'm eating on a paper towel. All right, please stop breaking the plates. So I put the cat in the, I had a bathroom. I had a little like half bath, extra bath. I would go in later to check on the cat. The thing had torn up all the toilet paper and stuff like that. So I hated that cat and she knew I hated it. True story. Asked her to marry me, said yes. Before we got married, she gave away her cat. To this day, now hear me out, Chris, hear me out. To this day, she lies and tells people that I, quote, made her give away the cat. I did not make her give away the cat. That is a lie. And then when I call her on the lie, she says, well, I knew you didn't want it. That's not the same as making, okay? That's not the same as making at all. All right, back to the email, sorry. Dear designer dog Kelly, on your journey to make the world's greatest cheeseburger, did you ever try original Tabasco before settling on Chipotle? If so, how did it turn out? Original Tabasco is the best hot sauce ever, in my opinion. All right, let's have a talk. Before we get into the speaker race and the New York Times again, before we get into that, let's have a little talk here. Tabasco sauce, the original, sucks. It's garbage. I hear you say that's the best hot sauce ever. And you know what I hear? You know what I hear, sir? I hear an amateur. That's what I hear. I hear somebody who's never tried Cajun Chef or Texas Pete or, my goodness, I could go on. Cholula's fantastic. And those are just the bigger name brand ones. There are a million smaller name brand ones that are just dynamite, absolutely dynamite. But I will give Tabasco sauce credit for this. Here's something you may not know. MREs. In the Marines, we would eat MREs, all right? Now, part of an MRE, a meal ready to eat, in case you're wondering what that stands for, part of it is it always has a, quote, main course. And they're in these kind of thick, it's not tin foil, but like a thick foil sleeve is what the main course is in, all sealed up because it's got a shelf life of like 1,000 years. Very good for you. Got a shelf life of like 1,000 years. And it can be gross. They're almost always gross. It can be not bad, like the spaghetti with meat sauce isn't bad, but there's this foil sleeve. Part of the MRE, at least this is how it was, I'm assuming it's still this way, is they have another sleeve in there, or the pouch is for the food, all right? It's a food pouch, but they have another sleeve. It's a green sleeve. And what it has in it is some sort of chemical that if you add water to whatever chemical is in the green sleeve, it gets super, super hot. So you would take your main course, you would take your food pouch, you slip it in the green sleeve. The idea was you slip it in the green sleeve and then you pour a little water in there. You seal it up, did a little bit. You seal it, if you seal it up too much, it'll blow up. You seal it up a little bit, let the water boil. It essentially fast cooks your meal. You can have a hot meal. It's a really genius system, to be frank. It's kind of cool. That was the idea behind it. But because we were in the Marines and because we were in the infantry, we quickly found ways we could hurt each other with it. And that's so much fun. Because another part of an MRE is this. They send you a wee little pouch with every single one. Again, this is how it was. I don't know if it's still this way. And there are a few different things in the pouch. There's a wee little thing of rolled up toilet paper. You learn to save all those pretty quickly, I might point out. Little thing of rolled up crappy toilet paper and things like that. Another part of every MRE, at least it was when I was in, there's a little mini bottle of Tabasco. You've seen the little mini bottles of Tabasco before. Wee little mini bottle of Tabasco. Let's circle back to that sleeve with the chemicals in it. Let's just say you're out in the field. Remember, there are no smartphones. We didn't even own them anymore anyway. They hadn't been invented. Let's say you're awake and kind of bored because boredom can happen in the field. And you have an MRE in your possession. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, your buddies are in a tent or some kind of covered area and they're catching a nap, maybe. Or maybe it's the morning and it's time for them to wake up. You could go gently nudge them awake, or you could take that chemical sleeve with the chemicals in it and you take that little bottle with Tabasco sauce and you screw the lid off. And you pour that Tabasco sauce in that sleeve. Might I recommend you hold your breath and be very quick about this process? Hold your breath. Dump the Tabasco sauce in the sleeve. Then you take the sleeve, and this time you don't be careful about it. You seal it up super, super tight, a super tight roll on there. And then what you do is you quickly, but quietly, remember, stealth is the name of this game. You quickly, but quietly, slip into your buddy's hooch or just slip it in from the outside. and you drop that little sleeve in there. And then you really need to get away quickly, because here's what you're going to hear very, very shortly. You're going to hear a very, very, very loud pop. That in and of itself is very unpleasant. When that bag bursts, it's a very loud pop. So you will hear a pop, and then you will hear whoever was asleep there uttering words that you can't say in front of your mother. And then you will hear the coughing. The coughing is just beautiful as the chemical pepper bomb you just dropped on them engulfs their eyes and their lungs, and they almost die on the way out. Freaking hilarious, I might point out. Now that we've gotten through that, let's talk about the New York Times and the speaker run. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I am so happy to be here. This is the greatest non-job in the history of the world. What a blast. So I have great news for you, and this is really, really great news. One, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Download the podcast. Two, the government now, at least a branch, has been totally neutered. It's fantastic. Listen, now I know the New York Times meant this to be some disastrous article. It's the end of the world that we don't have a Speaker of the House. But as I kept reading the article, I got happier and happier and happier. So I'm just going to read it, and you and I, we're just going to take a minute. We're just going to smile. Wait a minute. Should that be you and me, Chris? I get confused. I went to community college. It was you and I did that, right? What am I asking you for? We need to ask Michael. He's the one that went to college. Anyway, headline. Lacking a speaker, one part of the government ceases to function. Without the Speaker of the United States, this is from the article, New York Times, the United States House of Representatives essentially becomes a useless entity. Because none of its members can be sworn in until a speaker is chosen, there are no lawmakers to respond to an emergency or crisis. Now, hold on. Let's just pause on that for just a quick moment here. We can't respond to a crisis? Because I remember, gosh, it seems like it was only yesterday that there was a, quote, crisis called COVID. Do you remember that? I remember that. And do you remember how Congress responded to the crisis? Did the congressional response to that crisis, did it help the country, or did it basically destroy the country? So you're threatening me with Congress not being able to respond to another crisis? But wait, there's more. You thought that was the end? There's actually more, and it's even more fantastic. He goes on to say, lacking a speaker, the House cannot carry out its responsibility for oversight of the federal government or any other entity. Was there oversight before? Did I miss the oversight? Did I miss the part where the FBI had its funding stripped and had virtually every single person in leadership subpoenaed to come before the House? Did I miss that part? Because I really feel like I've missed that part. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen plenty of hearings, and they give us these great sound bites for radio. But real oversight, it's actually not hearings. Did you know that? Real oversight comes with consequences. Let's say, like me doing my radio show. Let's focus on me for the time being. Let's say the radio show was a disaster. It's just failing. It just sucked. No one was listening. No one's downloading it. Just the show just sucked. Do you think the suits at Premiere, as wonderful as they have been to me, do you think their oversight would be, hey, Jesse, show isn't doing that good? Or do you think it would be, hey, Jesse, show isn't doing that good, and if it doesn't start doing good, you're going to have to go back and sell RVs again because you can't do this anymore? Yeah. Real oversight is not pointing out bad. It's pointing out bad with consequences. So you're telling me that we don't have a speaker, we don't have oversight? when did we have oversight before? I must have missed all that. Oh, but wait, there's more. Returning lawmakers have lost their security clearances to get private briefings from the military and intelligence agencies because, having not been sworn in, they're not officially members of Congress. So you mean the intelligence briefings that they've been getting, especially over the last, oh, I don't know, 4 or 6 years now, that they have promptly gone and leaked to the media in an effort to make any and every single Republican look bad, I'm supposed to be concerned that they're not allowed to get those briefings anymore? Where's the bad part? See, you see what I mean? We've been so caught up, well, not us here, not on this show, but everyone else seems to have been so caught up in this disaster out there. The disaster, it's so embarrassing. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. We don't have a Speaker of the House. What are we going to do? We look stupid. Wait, oh, do you hear the sirens, Chris? Can the speaker can't pick it up? Oh, I hate these high-quality speakers. They never pick up the good stuff. Anyway, we focus on this stupid Speaker of the House thing, and we don't have a House of Representatives whether or not we have a speaker or not. We don't have oversight. We have a bunch of weapons-grade losers in there. Why are you stressing about something that doesn't matter at all? I don't stress about it. You know what I stress about? I stress about going to work and the money I earn, inadvertently using it to fund people who hate my guts. That's what I stress about. Like I saw a headline here, Salesforce to cut 10% of the workforce in the latest tech layoffs. That's outstanding because Salesforce is one of the most evil companies, most communist companies in the United States of America today. That's good. Do you use Salesforce? Did you pay them for that? Now, maybe you don't have any choice, but just a heads up. Do you use Verizon? Is that your cell phone company? T-Mobile? AT&T? Did you go to work today and earn money that then you will then turn around and send to the communists to trash you? Look, if you need any motivation, here, let me do this for you. Maybe you have AT&T or T-Mobile or Verizon or one of these big ones. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go just do a search. Do an internet search. What is it? DuckDuckGo, Chris? Is that the one we like? DuckDuckGo. Do a DuckDuckGo search for Verizon and Pride Month. And I want you to tell me, are you happy that that's what you're paying for? Because you can switch to Pure Talk. They've never done that. They'll never do that to you. Their CEO is a veteran. Their customer service, based in America. They love this country. Same great 5G network as one of those big guys. And you save a pile of money. Why wouldn't you switch? Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. That's on. Look, if that didn't exist, you would still save a fortune. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. We have some anti-communism, apparently. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, halfway done with the Jesse Kelly Show, which means we're halfway home to an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, which begins tomorrow. Remember, email your questions, all 3 hours answering your questions. Email them into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. When kids are small, before I get to the good anti-communism news, when kids are small, as a father, you will take so much joy in telling hilarious lies to them. Like my kids, I used to tell them that I was a Jedi, that I just didn't move things with my mind because I didn't want to intimidate them. I told them I was the Incredible Hulk, and they started catching on. They're like, why haven't we ever seen you turn green? And I said, well, I didn't want to hurt you guys, so I do it at night when you're not around. That's what I used to tell them. And they would believe those lies because kids are stupid. But now as they get older, they're not stupid anymore. Now mine are so jaded. So I'm having a great time at my oldest son's expense as we speak because he's a runner. He does cross country and track. He's one of those weirdos who loves to run, which is horrible. But he runs. And I had told him to go for a run when he got home from school. So I texted him and I said, did you go for a run? He said, no, I injured my leg at school. I think I pulled something. I'm not sure. And I texted him. I said, you pulled it on your run? And he said, no, at school. And I said, well, go for a run and find out. And then he said, texted back, it hurts to walk on it. And I texted him right back, well, find out if running hurts. See, you people who are just now having kids, you need to embrace the joy of making their lives miserable. That's part of being a parent. All right. That's part of the joy. Chris, you're gonna have so much fun when you guys start having kids. No, they're at first they suck. No, I know they suck at first. That's woman's time. No, not 5 years. No, that's crazy. No, that's crazy. No, newborn babies are woman's time. I would say within 6 months to a year, they start getting fun. And dude, by the time they're two, they're a blast. They're just terrible, and they're running around, they're chucking stuff. No, it's more fun than you think. What, Chris? Your sleep schedule? It depends on the kid, and it depends on how you raise them. Here's what we did. Look, it's just you and me talking here. Here's what we did with our kids. We had a belief. Everyone has different beliefs, all right? We had a belief that we wanted our kids out of our room quickly. Now, not right away, but out of our room. We didn't want them in bed with us. We wanted out of our room. So I believe we gave them each 2 weeks. It might be three, but 2 weeks. We took them home from the hospital when we got home. And we had one of those things. I'm sure they have cooler stuff now, but they have these things that automatically rock the kid. It's like cradle. I'm sure they have better stuff now, but that's what we had. So we put the kid in there, automatically rocked, and we kept him in our bedroom with us for a couple weeks. So you're going to do that anyway. Your wife's going to be so paranoid, especially with your first. Anytime the kid moves, she's going to be standing up. Is he okay? You know, that kind of thing. It's just what they do. So after that, we took them out and we put them in their own room where we had a crib set up. It was two, again, I think it was 2 weeks. My oldest, he was the difficult one. We put him in his room and he pitched a fit for two straight nights. He cried all night, but we wouldn't go in there and get him. Look, hey, the wife's tough as nails. You think I'm tough? The wife's a gymnast, all right? So the wife's tough as nails. We wouldn't go get him. It was hard. You want to. Two straight nights, we let him cry. Sit there and cry. I don't care. Finally, third night, gone. Never was a problem again. Second kid, even easier. Took him out after 2 weeks. We're waiting for two nights of no sleep again, right? Oh, gosh, here it comes. Put him in his crib first night. Walk away, close the door. Out, never woke up again. He just lays down immediately. Finally, my own place. But look, and I'm not some parenting expert, and I'm certainly not some baby expert. There are a lot of people listening right now that have raised a lot more kids and have raised them a lot better than I did. I've got two. All right, they've turned out pretty good so far. A lot of it's what you make of it. If you're one of these people, or your wife is one of these people, who insists, no, the baby needs to be in bed with us for the first 10 years. No, they never. If you can't handle a little crying, or she can't handle a little crying, you're going to make yourself miserable, bud. That's best I can tell. You're just going to make yourself miserable. DeSantis is making communists miserable in Florida. Headline, DeSantis puts woke colleges on notice and tells them to hand over diversity receipts. This is from the Daily Wire. This is a memo addressed to Florida's education commissioner and their state university system. Basically, they've been told to gather all the data on diversity initiatives, which are just communist initiatives in higher education, and submit it. Why? Because Florida, their legislature, they're beginning their budget proposals. Think if you're at one of these universities, think how scared you are right now. And that is why you and I need to demand anti-communism for our GOP. Because think what the situation they're in right now. These are all universities pushing all this equity and diversity and all the communist stuff that's out there. Florida's demanding to know what they're teaching before they stroke any state school any more money. How much are your hands shaking if you're at one of these universities and you're sending that proposal in to the Ron DeSantis-led legislature of Florida and you know that next check you get from the state might be a little little bit smaller than the last check because of what you did. If we don't demand that Republicans punish communists for being communists, then we will never overcome them. Remember this. I don't care if this makes you uncomfortable. Again, it's not your mommy's show. It's your daddy's show. Communists only understand fear and pain. That's all they understand. I'm sorry. I wish you could reason with them. I wish they could see you and how happy you are and how hard you work. And they would say, man, look at Tina. Look at her. She's a wife and a mom, makes a great home. Look at how content she is. You know what? I'm done being a feminist hag. I'm going to let my hair grow out. No more crew cuts for me. I may even have some children. I may choose to love them and my husband. You think that day is going to come, but it's never going to come. All she understands is fear and pain. That's all they've ever understood. That's all they ever will understand. Unless we make the communists afraid of something, then they will never stop. They will never back up. Look, here's a great example of this here. And we're going to go into this a little more, but here's a great example. So you know the FBI, they have currently apprehended, I believe the number is 950. It's right around 1,000 January 6th political prisoners the FBI has hunted down. Many of them with SWAT teams, nonviolent people, people who've never committed a criminal act before in their lives, people accused of parading. They're sending SWAT teams out, aiming weapons at them, handcuffing children. Your Federal Bureau of Investigation is doing this. They've done it to about 1,000 people. The FBI has just declared on the new year that they will be going after more. In fact, this is the exact quote. As we approach 2 years since the attack on the Capitol, the FBI and our partners' investigative work continues to unfold across the country, resulting in significant judicial outcomes. They go on to explain how they're not backing off at all. They're ramping this up. In fact, we have ample evidence now that they've actually set a quota that they want to arrest 1,000 more. 1,000 more. They're halfway there. Do you know why they're doing that, though? The real reason? You could just say, well, they're communists over there. Yeah, that's true. Defenders of the Democrats, that's true. But what's the real reason? I'll tell you in a second.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the second hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. Man, I have been so good tonight. It has been really something else. All right, quick. Back to what we were just talking about, the FBI. And we're talking about how the communists only understand fear and pain. And after 2 years of all this outcry from the public about the FBI and what they're doing, and the FBI is perfectly aware that the trust in their institution is plummeting. Every single day it's plummeting. They see all the numbers. They see all the poll numbers. They know the American public doesn't like them anymore, doesn't like them, doesn't trust them. They know. And after 2 years of all this, really six years, to be honest, after what they did to Trump, after 6 years of this, they put out a public announcement, not private, a public announcement that they're not stopping, that they're going down, that they're going to continue to go down and down and down and down and down. Why? They're not afraid. 18 Republican senators just voted to give them a raise. They're not afraid of a potential GOP House. They're not afraid of these people in Congress.
But people got to tell their congressman, if they're one of those 20, that the House is shut down. We're not working on the issues that we campaigned on, like lowering inflation, securing the border.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I know I was talking about something else. Hold on. Did I just hear a Republican? This is Don Bacon of Nebraska, by the way. Did I just hear him say that they're not working on inflation like they should be? So the Republicans who for 4 years under Trump passed gigantic swampy bill, after gigantic swampy bill, $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill, and then COVID got here and the bills got even bigger, $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill, and the Republican Party that oversaw the printing of $6-7 trillion in unbacked money. Did I seriously, I'm gonna play from the beginning just so I can get this. Did he seriously say the problem is we can't meet to work on inflation?
But people gotta tell their congressman, if they're one of those 20, that the House is shut down, we're not working on the issues that we campaigned on, like lowering inflation.
Gosh, stop it. Oh, stop it. My face hurts. We're not working on inflation. Yeah, we got to get those Republicans back in there to work on inflation, guys.
Securing the border, supporting our law enforcement, standing up to China. None of this is happening. All our committees are now shut down. And it's on nice. These 20 people. They're embarrassing the House. They're embarrassing the Republicans. They're embarrassing our country. So I think over time, with focus, we'll get some of these over. But we also have to be willing to consider working with the Democrats at some point to get some work on some concessions to get some support there if these 20 refuse to budge.
Of course. Of course. At the first sign of any opposition to the swamp at all. What? I don't know. Maybe we should just work with Democrats, guys. Gosh, these people. Let's get the emails. I can't. All right, back to the FBI. They know guys like Representative Don Bacon are there in the GOP House. The FBI, they're out there every day raising a middle finger to the GOP saying, what you going to do about it? We're not stopping. We're not even slowing down. What you going to do about it? And every day the Republican Party says, thank you, sir. May I have another? Oh, you guys need some more money for your sham investigation? We got you covered, FBI. The great men and women at the FBI. If I have to hear one more pundit or politician talk about the great men and women at the FBI, I'm going to go throw myself off a building. I cannot take it anymore. It's unbelievable. You know, we're done. We can get to some emails. Because I don't want to talk about the financial news. Joe Biden says it's all working.
So the bottom line is, I believe our economic vision is working.
Yeah, we'll address that in a few. Let's address this really quickly first. You remember when I talked earlier in the show about the Tabasco sauce and the MRE thing? You know what we used to call those? That was called an MRE bomb. And they're very, very bad. But you know what's even worse? Getting shot with a hero gun. You see, I've been pepper sprayed before. I've had MRE bombs exploded in my tent before by my heartless friends. And the truth is, none of that compares to the power of the pepper balls from the hero gun when they hit you and explode and you're in a pepper cloud. Or the hero arrow. Remember, it's a little smaller. It's not shaped like a gun. It's shaped like a remote control. It shoots a pepper gel. It just you can't get it off you as it just flames you. Non-lethal. Oh, yeah. Non-lethal. It'll save your life. It will stop a very, very, very bad man from hurting you very badly or the person you love the most. That baby girl you sent off to college or the military, make sure she's equipped, huh? Your son, too. Your mom. Husband. Go to hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Promo code Jesse. You don't need a concealed carry permit. State restrictions may apply. Let's get to some emails. Today is the 1 year, and it comes with mixed emotions. The subject is 1 year anniversary of finding your show. As I listen to the BS of the Fox News hosts hammering the Freedom Caucus, it has made me decide that if Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House, I will resign the Republican Party here in California, hoping my new rep will see the light. Kevin Kiley apparently is this new rep. Keep it positive, or at least instruct in how not to be depressed as our country is on the ground in the middle of Monday Night Football, and Jesse Kelly is trying to resuscitate it. Thank you, New Rush. Oh, no. I'm not the new Rush Limbaugh. Thank you to all of you who write in and say that. You don't... Yeah, that's right, Chris. He never did play fart sounds. That's one. Two, he's the GOAT. You'll never get another Rush Limbaugh in your lifetime. And I'm most definitely not it. I've been doing this 4 years, all right? I am not that. If I have helped fill a tiny part of that void in your day that the great El Rushbo used to fill, good. I'm glad I can make your day a little better. I am not that. But as far as Fox News and the elected Republicans and... Look, the truth is this. Conservatism, for my adult life, forget adult life, for my entire life, quote, conservatism, being on the right, has never had any teeth to it at all. What conservatism has always been is, can you imagine if Democrats did this? Look at what a hypocrite this guy is. That's all it's ever been. That's it. Or the GOP motto. Remember what it is? You remember what the GOP motto is? Guys, this isn't the hill to die on. Remember, there's never a hill to die on. That way they never have to stand for anything. Oh, I'd love to stand for this issue, but we don't want to die on this hill. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Chris. I love that. That's my favorite one. We can't do this before the election. Let's wait till after the elections. What if it's unpopular, guys? That's all it's ever been. And because of that, so many of your elected representatives and so many of the people you watch on the news or listen to on the radio, that's all they've ever known and that's all they are. You've heard it time and time and time again from people you listen to. It makes me want to vomit. Every time I hear someone on the radio or an elected representative say, can you imagine if Democrats did that? I cringe because you want to talk about people who don't understand at all what we're up against and don't understand at all what it's going to take to defeat it. You're really that concerned that someone's pooping in Kevin McCarthy's pants? Oh, be serious. All right, we still have a whole other hour. Hang on.